everybody. We are back. Thank you so much for being with us. It is Friday. We have a little bit more time to take your phone call. So if you want to give us a call about what's going on, voice your opinion here on Frank's Beach. Voice your opinion, 319-527-3453. Let me share another one really quick with for you. And before I change it up here a little bit, I want to share one more about how police officers are being attacked. And even some people saying, like, this is an insurrection. Look at this. Split screen it for me. They're saying, like, this is an insurrection that's happening. It kind of is, but it's not happening at the Capitol. So, of course, the Democrats, they all say, well, this is peaceful. This is when they're saying it's peaceful. This is what they're talking about right here. This is what they're talking about. Look at the police officers. I mean, they have their backs up against the wall there, and they're trying to push back on these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists. And they have their, you know, this, but this is peaceful. So how was this even acceptable, right? How is it they're going to even utter the words that this is peaceful when we clearly see that it's not peaceful? We can clearly see that it's not peaceful, but yet they're saying that this is mostly peaceful and they're encouraging more people to be this way. They're calling police officers KKK. This is like the Summer of Love 2.0. But it's not a George Floyd episode. They're using this whole episode that's happening in Israel against the United States of America. I mean, look at that. This is total chaos. Is this acceptable? No, it's not acceptable. And of course, like I've been mentioning, they're saying that this is peaceful. Does this look peaceful to you, Shannon? I mean imagine you're the police officer there. I mean, really? Why? They should be arresting them.
I can't even wrap it around my mind how these young people feel like this is okay. You know what it is? These young people have been taught to not care about authority. They don't respect authority. They don't respect guidelines, rules. I mean, they just, it just says a lot about our young people today, yeah, honestly.
They're not
disgusting.
Respecting any of it. So there's this professor that was arrested, and because, of course, being, I have to say it like this, I mean, white liberal, female liberal professor, she's intervening, basically getting away the police officers, and then the police officers take her down and arrest her, and all of a sudden, now she becomes a victim. She's a victim now. Watch this. Watch. Right there, that's her right there, getting in there and say, are you okay? Like, you know, the typical thing, I'm telling you, is typical what they do. Watch. And the police officer's telling her to get back. Watch. See, so listen, y'all hear all of this.
May you never live another day.
Listen
give me
to this.
A break.
Listen to this, right? Calling them fascists. And just really quick, I just want to put up there. That's her. She's screaming, I'm a professor. I'm a professor. Well, actually, there's other videos of her with a hijab on.
Oh, yeah.
There's pictures with her with
that's
the hijab on.
That's what I'm saying,
on.
Will. These
so,
people
but,
are
but she's
are
all
being
innocent in all of this. She's the victim.
The indoctrinated have been indoctrinated already.
Yes,
that's why. That's why we are now seeing these young people getting indoctrinated by these you know professors. It's so sickening. Okay, we have a phone call. Will, this is the last one today. We got Rob from New York.
Hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, you guys. Gosh, that Sheila, boy, I had a smile from ear to ear listening to that woman.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, she brought a smile to our face,
that was
too.
Terrific.
Yes, sir. You know, it's really nice to know that, you know, there's women of her age, you know, a little bit older than I am, you know, a little bit more mature than I am. And that nice. She gets it. And she's been getting it, you know, and it's so nice to hear.
It is. Yeah, because, you know, they are, you know, blacks are put into a stereotype when it comes to politics.
Yes.
Because a lot of my friends for years, they always voted Democrats. You know, now they're figuring out, you know, I was misled, you know, and they're pretty mad about it, to be honest with you, you know.
Hey, you know, they should be because they were lied to, they believed the lies, and then I'm pretty sure there was many times that they were pushing the law like it was factual. And then, I'm going to be honest with you, when I moved to California and I realized that the Democrat Party was the Democrat Party and it's not the party for black people or even white people, it's not the party for anybody, right? I kind of struggled with it because I was always told the opposite. But then my eyes got open and I'm like, no, this can't be right. I was angry with myself for believing it.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys, I was talking to my congressman on a radio show yesterday, Mark Molinaro, and I asked him how the hell he could vote for that bill after being to the border and, you know, and seeing what a mess it was and how he could have zero for the border and vote for that bill. And the man actually lied. He said, oh, there's plenty for the border, for border security in there, so I went and I checked it out.
Yeah,
there is money for border security, but it's Ukraine's border.
Yeah, it's Ukraine's border. Pitiful. Yeah, exactly.
How sad.
It really is. So I hear President Trump says that he announced yesterday that he's looking to have a rally in Madison Square Garden, as well as the Bronx. Now, I'm really looking forward to the Bronx one, and I'm trying to see if I can get some funding, get some sponsorship to get to the one in the Bronx, just so I can be outside and do man on the street and ask people, why are they there for the Trump rally in the Bronx? You're right there in New York, right? Are you looking forward to President Trump having a rally there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I live upstate, though. I'm up near the Pennsylvania border.
Okay.
Know? But, yeah, we're a different area up here. Downstate's mostly Democrat, you know, and they vote that way. But up here, it's a lot of Republicans. I mean, Trump won 42 out of New York's 62 counties in that last election.
Oh, wow.
And he still lost the state because of downstate.
Yeah.
They said. But
yeah. Well, hopefully that'll change.
Well, thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, really, thanks, Rob.
You too.
Oh, we have Diana from Alabama. We'll take her call real quick.
Okay, let's go really quick. Hey, Diana, thank you so much for the call.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you so much, and I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. There is a video out with Alex Jones and Tom Renz that desperately needs to make it nationwide. It explains so much.
Okay.
We need to get to our President Trump.
Okay, awesome.
With
Alex
who?
Jones. Can you email it to me or email me the link?
I can do that. If I can get your email address, I sure will.
Okay, it's contact@uniteamericafirst.com.
Okay, I'll get it to you. Thank you so much.
Well,
you
thank
have
you.
A
Diana.
Great audience, and that's the best way to get it out there.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay, everybody. Let me tell you really quick about our sponsor, one of our awesome sponsors that we have here. Okay, the beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red hot inflation continue? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the feds promise to soften the landing when all signs point to a serious recession?
Stop it, Tanner. Let go, Tanner.
If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not down, and the Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect my family and myself? Well, I spoke with our friends over at Genesis Go Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. And after speaking to many companies, they have chosen to partner with the Genesis due to their faith and their values with their stealing reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k or IRA into a retirement account backed by physical gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings. And the service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I would trust Genesis Gold. I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help get your money back on the gold standard. Call the Genesis Gold today at 800-200-GOLD for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a good fit for you. That is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Right? You got it? It's really that simple. It's really that simple. Do it today, everybody. Check it out. Okay, I think we're right here at the end. How much time do we have? Right here at the end? How much time do we have? Really close? Okay, we got just a minute. Okay, really quick. I want to tell everyone that this weekend, after hearing President Trump said that he's going to have a rally in the Bronx, I've been asking people to go to my website, unitesamericafirst.com, and help me get the funding so I can go do Man on the Street in the Bronx, because there's going to be a lot of black people there showing their support for President Trump. Imagine what that video would look like with so many people that are black and even probably Hispanic and white people, but all the black people in the Bronx. Can you imagine?
It'll be a lot of fun for sure.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Right? It'll be so much fun to see that. And I think the left, they would go crazy. They would go bonkers. And I want to be there front and center. So if you can, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Help me out. All right, Absolute Truth with Elmer Robinson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that fire show. God bless. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about
exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.